Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on what? Not just anything. You made the right choice. You said, I am not going to let my heart be troubled. I am not yielding to this fear. I'm not going to sit here and worry and fret about this. I'm not. And you prayed about it, and you cast your care over on the Lord, and you started praising and thanking God, and the peace of God came and got in the chair with you. Amen. Now he's telling you how to keep it. You got to control the rest of the day and night what you're thinking on. Amen. Don't let yourself think on things that are not true, not honest, not lovely, not good, not a good report. If it's a bad report, once you heard it, now you know it. Quit talking about it. Right? Quit talking about it. Quit thinking about it. You think about the good report. Talking about the bad report's not going to help you. In fact, it can hurt you. And verse 9, if you'll think on these things, the things which you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, do it, and what'll happen? He's back to what he's going to do. The God of peace shall be with you. The creator of the heavens and earth is going to be with you in your car, with you in your kitchen, with you. Come on, are you listening? In the bedroom. He's going to be with you. And he's telling you what he's going to be doing by what it said. God of peace. He's going to manifest his peace in you, on you. Just like he's talking about in verse 7, it's going to keep your heart and your mind. Oh, somebody say, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. But let me go over it again real slowly one more time. In order to get verse 7, is everybody with me? Come on, help me out. You know that in order to get verse 7, you must do verse 6. And if you want to keep verse 7, you got to do verse 8. Now go to 1 Peter, please. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter 5 and 6. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God's not opposed to us being promoted, exalted, glorified. He is opposed to us doing it. That's not our job. It's not our job to promote ourselves, to exalt ourselves, toot our own horn. It's his job. And he'll do it in due time, which is almost always later than your flesh would like for it to be. But there's a purpose in that. You need to get rid of some pride and die to some flesh so you can handle it. Remember, Scripture said, don't put a novice in the position of leadership and authority. Because same thing that happened to the devil could happen to them. Could get puffed up, lifted up. Let them first be proven. Would you hear how that went over there? If you're thinking about using them as a vice president, give them a broom. Give them a broom. That's going over big, ain't it? Let them first be proved. If you're not faithful in a smaller thing, you wouldn't be faithful in a bigger thing. People like to think they would, but Jesus said that that's how it is. Let them first be proven. And, if God's going to use you and promote you in some big ways, a lot of times you need to be proven for a while. You know, a big building needs a deep foundation. And you may think, when are they ever going to build that thing? They've been working in the ground for a year. Well, what does that tell you? It's going to be a big building. Is that right? This thing's going way up high. That's another message. You see how these messages are just... Verse 7, casting all, A-L-L, your care upon Him. Well, then how much care would you have left if you cast it all on Him? How much? Casting, come on, say it out loud with me. Casting all your care upon Him. And why is He telling us to do that? For He cares for you. And He knows we're not designed to handle worry, nor fear, any form of anxiety. We are not designed to handle it. It will break you down. It will age you prematurely. It'll give you nerve problems. It'll give you gland problems, organ problems, joint problems. Are you listening? Science and medicine is beginning to see some of these things. They haven't really connected the dots, but a few people are, and a few people have. I believe if the Lord tarries and time goes on, it's going to become more and more mainstream that people are going to realize what goes on in your heart and mind affects your body. The Bible has shown it and said it for millennia. Casting all. Come on, say it out loud. Casting all your care. Now, who's the understood subject? You are to cast all your care. Who's going to do this? God's not going to do it for you. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. Well, if you got... Now, when we say care, there's actually a different word in the Greek describing care here, as opposed to taking care of. These are two different words, two different meanings. He's talking about anxious care, anxiety, casting all your anxiety, all your worry, all your being upset, and your fears on Him. Well, now just stop. If you've got anxiety and worry and fear, and all of us have experienced this stuff, haven't we? If you got it, how'd you get it? How did you get it to start with? And then, if I'm going to cast it on Him, how do I do that? How do I do that? A lot of times we read these verses, we shout about it. But the truth is, there's a whole lot of people have had wonderful altar calls, and they go down to the front and they sing and they cry and bring your burden to the Lord and leave it there and cry and get moved and say hallelujah and feel better. And then when the song stops, they pick it back up and they take it back home with them again and sit there and cry and feel bad and worry. And how did you get it to start with? And how do you cast it on Him? Did He tell us to cast it all of it on Him? Yes. Should we do what He told us to do? Yes. Why did He tell us to do this? Because any parent understands this. Do you want to see your child vexed and tormented, worried out of their head?
No, absolutely not.
No parent wants to see their child, especially when you could fix it for them if they'd just quit that and let you have it.
Yeah.
He loves us. He doesn't want to see us tormented and vexed. He doesn't want to see us go through all these things. He wants us to give it to Him and just relax and rejoice and demonstrate faith and rest in Him, and that would give Him the access and the right to get involved and do what you nor anybody could do. No man could do. Casting all your care on Him, for He cares for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And what do you do with him? You resist him. Somebody say resist him.
Resist.
Steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The devil will tell you nobody's going through what you're going through. That's a lie. People all over the world are going through the same thing. Nobody knows the pain I've been through. That's a lie. A lot of people know worse pain than what you've been in. And didn't cry as much about it either. No temptation taken you. No trial test taken you, but such as is common to man. The scripture says. Same afflictions are being accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, throughout the whole world. Now I want you to notice something. Paul said, Spirit of God through Paul, be careful for nothing. Spirit of God said through Peter, cast all your care over on him. Now I want you to go with me to, I believe it's 1 Corinthians here. Actually, it's 2 Corinthians, so you'd have been close. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and see something that's just outstanding here. Do you believe you can learn how to cast all your cares over on the Lord? If you've learned a few things about it, do you think you have arrived? Or you, could you come up to a whole nother level of it? Could you? You know you could. The enemy's objective is to keep you and I upset, mad, hurt, scared, worried about something all the time. And if you finally get something fixed, he's going to be there with something else to get you upset, keep you upset, keep you distraught. And there's a strategy in this, a demonic strategy. It's not just that he says, goody, goody, I got him to worry. Look at there. Ha, ha, ha. No, much more going on than that. He's playing for keeps. And he seeks, you know, killing, destroying, stealing of people's lands and property and stuff. You ever heard that before? Killing and stealing and destroying. What spirit is that? That's the God of this world. That's the devil himself. And people are blind enough and deceived enough to yield to him. And even do it in the name of God. But see, the enemy, he wants to kill all of us. He wants to destroy all of us. With people that don't believe in God and have no faith, they're pretty easy pickings. Yeah. And they got no protection. Mm-hmm. And it's a dangerous world out there. But with believers, it's much more difficult for him. Especially those who know something of the Word of God, and especially those who know something about faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.